From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. In the House, lawmakers eager to leave Washington gridlock behind them for a holiday break have approved a $1 trillion spending bill. Speaker of the House John Boehner announced the vote.
The yeas are 296, the nays are 121. The conference report is adopted. Without objection, the motion reconsider is laid on the table.
A Senate vote may not take place until later today or on Saturday. Negotiators forged the compromise late last night, but NPR's Tamara Keith reports a few other issues remain unresolved.
Still missing is a path to extend the payroll tax holiday, unemployment insurance for the long-term unemployed, and a number of other year-end fixes. Congressional leaders say they want to take care of all these things before heading home for the long winter break, but they still can't agree on how to pay for what would be hundreds of billions of dollars in expenses. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is talking about a Plan B that would involve a short-term two-month extension. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
The Securities and Exchange Commission is charging six former top executives at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac with civil fraud in connection with the nation's housing meltdown. SEC Enforcement Director Robert Kuzami.
We allege that the company and the three former executives charged today adopted a very broad definition of subprime in its disclosure documents. That definition and the resulting disclosures in turn led investors to believe that Freddie Mac was disclosing all of its subprime exposure. Unfortunately, that was not the case.
Among those facing charges, two former CEOs, Fannie's Daniel Mudd and Freddie's Richard Syron. Britain's Supreme Court today agreed to hear an appeal by WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. As Larry Miller reports from London, it's agreed to hear his appeal against extradition to Sweden on sex crime allegations.
In agreeing to hear the Assange case, the British Supreme Court says the issue raised is of great public importance, whether a prosecutor is a judicial authority. Assange argues his arrest warrant is invalid because it was not issued by a judge. Assange denies allegations made by two Swedish women who claim he raped and coerced them. He says the arrest warrant is politically motivated and a means to get him to the U.S., where he could be prosecuted for publishing the thousands of classified U.S. documents Bradley Manning is charged with leaking. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The case against the Army private accused of leaking sensitive government information to WikiLeaks moved to a military courtroom today. Bradley Manning's case is being heard in a heavily secured courtroom at Fort Meade, Maryland. On Wall Street today, the Dow is down 6 points at 11,875, NASDAQ up 18. This is NPR. Ahead of a federal trial over the BP Gulf oil spill 1 year ago, the maker of a failed blowout preventer is set to pay BP $250 million. BP is directing that money from Cameron International Corporation to a $20 billion victim compensation fund. The Defense Department is extending a deadline for colleges to sign on to new requirements if they are to receive federal assistance for active service members. NPR's Larry Abramson explains.
Originally, colleges and universities had until January 1st to sign the memorandum, which requires that schools consider official recognition for military training courses. The requirement was meant to ensure fair treatment for students receiving military funding, but many schools said the rule would tie their hands. Now the Defense Department says it will extend that deadline until the end of March so we can negotiate with colleges that have refused to sign. The military gives out more than $500 million each year in tuition assistance to help active service members attend college. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Major League slugger Barry Bonds faces sentencing today in connection with a grand jury investigation into steroid abuse. He was convicted on charges of obstruction of justice. Prosecutors are asking for a 15-month prison sentence. The Federal Probation Department recommends Bonds get probation, a term of house arrest, and community service. Author and essayist Christopher Hitchens has died at MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston after a battle with cancer. He was 62. He was well known for his essays in Vanity Fair and his manifesto for atheists. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.